The Lightning Process Podcast. Using the tools of the mind-body connection for health and happiness. And a very warm welcome from me, your host, Dr. Phil Parker, to this episode. Hi, Dr. Phil here. This video is about long COVID and another study, a case history study on the lightning process. This one was done in New Zealand. You can check it out. It's authored by someone called Older, O-L-D-E-R. And it follows the case of somebody who had long COVID and they've severely debilitated the usual symptoms, fatigue, brain fog, not being able to do the things they want to do. And again, once they took this intervention, the lightning process, they made huge, huge changes. Were able to, you know, go back on their bike, fly, do what they wanted to do, go back to work, socialize, and so on. And it's another example. Again, case history studies have to be a little bit limited in what you say about them, because you can't go, "Oh, that means everybody gets benefits." You can't say that from a case study. But what you can say is this has gone for peer review, which means it's gone to a journal who've looked at it and goes, "Is this reasonable? Or, you know, does this all make sense? Is this data being collected properly?" And they go, "Yeah, it is." So we publish this to say, this is an interesting finding, and this is a starting point for bigger research. And the more you have of this, the more case histories you have, the more you can move towards the ultimate, which is a randomized controlled trial into long COVID. Now, we've done randomized controlled trials before into the lightning process, just not particularly in this area. And because of the way science works, you kind of have to do it in every area that you're talking about. But again, it helps us to question, right? Is it really true? Which is something, if you're in the long COVID world, you may have heard, nobody gets better. Is that really true? Well, there's starting to be published evidence that clearly says that is not true. Some people do get better. That's the very least we can say. Next thing we need to go is like, well, how consistent are these changes? Does everybody get it? Is it just some people that get it? And that's where we need more research. So I hope you found this series interesting. I'll add more as we go on. But the key takeaways are, long COVID is a really tricky thing. There aren't many great interventions, particularly provided from the old kind of version of have a pill for this problem. It doesn't seem to be happening. New modern ideas of, let's look at how our body's working, seeing what we can do to shift it, to change it, seem to be providing solutions that we really, really need. And with 100 million people around the world with this, we've got to do something. We've got to help people who are suffering with this condition. You can't just park them and go, "Well, let's hope they get there at some point." That's not okay. It's not good enough. So I hope you found this interesting, thought-provoking, making you think, okay, I wonder what the solution might be for me. Because if anything you take from this, it's like, if some people recover, it means there's a possibility of a route to recovery. And that in itself is something to be celebrated. And everybody should celebrate people getting well. See you on the next one. The Lightning Process Podcast. Using the tools and the mind-body connection for health and happiness. If you'd like to know more, please visit us at lightningprocess.co.uk.